From Tidbits, November 10th, 2014. This is Authy is a Potent Weapon in the Online Security Arms Race by Josh Centers. Digital security has been a hot topic this year. Between the theft of private celebrity photos and multiple credit card leaks, it's hard not to feel a little paranoid. One of the best ways to improve your online security game is two-factor authentication. In short, it adds an extra layer of security to a password, a random number, which is regenerated every few seconds, either by a dedicated device or with a mobile app. Google Authenticator has become the de facto industry standard in two-factor authentication. You can use it with your Google account, but it's also compatible with Dropbox, Evernote, Facebook, Tumblr, and other online services. While Google Authenticator gets the job done, it has a number of potentially disastrous limitations. It offers no sort of backup or sync, so if you lose the device it's installed on, or wipe the data off of it, you're in for a world of hurt. One Google Authenticator update accidentally wiped everyone's two-factor tokens, preventing users from logging into their accounts. Thankfully, there's a better way, Authy, which is free for iPhone and iPad in the App Store. Authy has a lot of features that Google Authenticator lacks. Authy can back up your two-factor tokens to the cloud, so if you wipe your phone or get a new one, you can restore those tokens and not be locked out of your accounts. Authy can also use the cloud to sync to your other devices, and the app is universal, so it works equally well on your iPhone or iPad. And if you own a newer Mac with Bluetooth LE, then you can take advantage of the complimentary Authy Bluetooth app to automatically insert your two-factor tokens on the Mac with no additional typing required. The trade-offs of Authy. The sound of your two-factor tokens being uploaded into the cloud might make you nervous. Authy encrypts your backups on your device before uploading them, which is good. However, that didn't stop the anonymous author of the Shiny Nightmares blog from breaking into his own account. As with all security decisions, Authy's cloud features come with a trade-off. Anytime you store sensitive information on someone else's server, you increase the risk that it will be stolen. But also consider the benefits. With Google Authenticator, if I lost my iPhone, I would lose access to my accounts, at least temporarily. Which scenario is more likely and or more frightening? A single account being hacked or losing access to all accounts due to a software glitch or a broken phone? Authy also adds a critical security feature that Google Authenticator lacks, the option to lock the app with a PIN or Touch ID so interlopers can't view your tokens. Even if Authy were found to be vulnerable, my online accounts would still be more secure than if I just relied on a password. In addition to cracking my account password, an attacker also has to crack my Authy password. Even if the attacker infiltrated my Authy account, the tokens would be useless without the account password. I'm still twice as hard to hack as a typical user account. For me, the decision to use Authy is simple. It makes me a harder target than if I only used a password, but also isn't as brittle as traditional two-factor authentication. Using Authy. Authy is pretty easy to use, as two-factor authentication goes. A drawer at the bottom of the screen provides access to your tokens. Tap the drawer to expand it, select an account, then tap the copy button next to the code to copy it. But be mindful of the timer. A token typically only lasts for 20 seconds before it expires. If there are only a few seconds left in a token's life, it's best to just wait for the next one. Setting up an account token is easy. Tap the drawer to open it, tap Add Account, and then either scan the QR code provided by the online service or enter a provided code. The specifics of how you obtain either will be different with each service. If you want to manage accounts or set up additional security protections, enter the settings screen via the text label in the upper right. Under settings, the My Account pane lets you set what phone number and email address are tied to your Authy account. These are important because if you upgrade your phone, Authy will ask you to use one of these contact methods to prove your identity. You can also set a protection pin and or fingerprint protection here, which I recommend. If your device supports Touch ID, I think it's silly not to enable fingerprint protection, because it adds that much more security with a little hassle. The Accounts pane lets you manage your tokens. Perhaps more important to new users, it lets you set up cloud backups and change your backup password. The Bluetooth pane merely lets you allow Authy to use Bluetooth to talk to the Authy Bluetooth app, if that option is available to you. Finally, the Devices pane lets you set up and manage multi-device support. Activating other devices works by what Authy calls inherited trust. In other words, when you try to use the same Authy account on another device, you must approve it from an already authorized device. In practice, it seems like a good balance between security and convenience. Boarding up the windows. Unfortunately, these days, digital security is sort of like a zombie apocalypse movie. You can stock up on supplies and board up the windows, but sooner or later, probably through simple human error, a zombie is getting into the house. But just because your efforts are likely futile doesn't mean you stop nailing boards. At the same time, you don't want to put up so many boards that you can't get out when you need to go get food. That's sort of how I see Authy. While, by the developer's own admission, its cloud features can potentially make you less secure, they also make it harder to lock yourself out of your digital house. And of course, Authy isn't a silver bullet for online security. It won't prevent your credit card number from being stolen from a retailer, nor, thanks to Apple's weird two-factor authentication implementation, have prevented Jennifer Lawrence's pictures from being stolen. Authy is just another tool in your security arsenal, but a potent one that makes two-factor authentication less imposing. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates by email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.